Blog Talk Radio.
There is none like you, Lord. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search through all eternity, Lord, and find there is none. There is none like you. There is none. There is none like you. There is none. There is none like you. There is none like you. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise. To God be all the glory. To God be all the honor. Hallelujah. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, King of kings, Lord of lords. Hallelujah. God, we love you on this morning. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For looking high, for sitting high and looking low. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, we say thank you for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah. With our minds. Wait a minute. Something is wrong. Right, give me a second. All right, give me a second. Thanks. Okay, look like we got some trouble on the line. Give me a second. The devil is a liar. All right, we're working on our technical difficulties. Give me a second. Okay, 1 second. All right, bless the God. Give me a second, I'll be right with you. All right, just hold on. We're having some technical difficulties. Give me a second here. Okay, I think we straight. Give me 1 second here. All right, I think. Okay, I think we straight now. Okay, technical difficulties. I think we straight. All right, amen. Good morning to everyone. Amen and welcome. Amen to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we commit our services into your hands. Father God, hallelujah. Father God, we ask that you would bind every spirit of retaliation, every spirit of interference, Father God. Father God, that we will be able to move forward in our service, glorifying you as the Lord of Lords and as the King of Kings. Father God, and we say thank you. We say thank you, Father God. We commit this service into your hands, this day into your hands, our lives into your hands. all things into your hands, Father God. And we want to say thank you. We want to give you advanced praise. Thank you. Thank you. Over and over and over again. Amen and amen. Okay, I believe that we're straight. Amen. I believe hopefully everybody can hear me. Glory be to God. So we are going to move forward in our service on today. We want to welcome each and every person. Amen. Especially if this is your first time with us. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. To the Life of Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Of the Life of Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And I am your host on this morning. Amen. This is a platform. Amen. We call this the Spiritual Breakfast Table. Amen. The Breakfast for Champions. Amen. Where we meet every morning, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Glory be to God. Amen. And we invite you to come in and have a seat at the table. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. So enjoy yourself and keep on coming back. Amen. We pray that everybody is, amen, excited. Why? Because we have one more day. We have one more day. Amen. We don't know about tomorrow. We don't even know about today. But we got right now. And that which we have, we're going to commit back unto the Lord. Amen. So keep your faith up. Keep your joy up. Amen. It is well. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. We're moving forward today. Amen. Glory be to God and our men of the Bible. Amen. And today, amen, we want to talk about a young man. His name was Bildad. Bildad. Amen. So we hope you have paper and pencil. Amen. Notebook. I've been encouraging you to go to the dollar store. You can get 2 black and white composition books for about $1. And just dedicate that book just for your Bible notes. And whenever you come to this platform, amen, be it an early morning, be it a Bible study or whatever, Sunday service, bring your notebook with you. Okay, put all your notes so you know where to find everything. And I'm telling you, take a couple minutes and review that. You will be blessed. You will be blessed because each time you read it, it's going to get better and better and sweeter and sweeter. All right. You might say, who is Bildad? Well, that's what we're going to come to find out this morning. Amen. That's what we're coming to find out. Amen. Coming to us. Let me make sure now. Let me make sure I got things straight here. Okay, look like I do. All right, coming to us, amen, all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for our minister, amen, Glory Shannon, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for her love for God, amen, her desire to walk right, amen, her desire to serve, her desire to give, her desire, amen, to be who the Lord has called her to be, amen. We want to thank God for her journey. Amen. Where she's been, where she is, and where she's going. Amen. Thank God for the calling that's on her life. Amen. Called to teach, called to preach. Amen. Called to share. Amen. Called to empower the body of Christ. So we thank God for her and her willingness to serve. It is she who is coming this morning. Amen. To give unto us what the Lord has given unto her. Amen. Let us receive her for her grace and for her abilities at this time as I introduce to some and present to others. Our minister, Shannon Sproul, at this time. Give me 1 second. Minister Shannon, are you there? Minister Shannon? Okay, wait a minute.
Can you hear me? Pastor, can you hear me? Pastor, can you hear me? Okay, okay.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Apostle Bradford, and good morning to all on the line, those that have already been on the line, the prayer partners and prayer warriors that have already been, and those that are already chiming in, the new converts and all around the world. Say thank you, God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for the rising of the sun and for the going down of the same. Always want to acknowledge God and Lord, and just want to say a short prayer before we get into the word of God. Father God, we just say thank you, Lord, for one more day to serve you, one more day to know you, God. We thank you, God, as we come before you by the blood of the Lamb. decreeing and declaring that Jesus Christ is here and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Father God, we thank you, God, because we only rise and shine because of you, of your commands, God. In you we live, move, and have our being, God. If you didn't make your face to shine upon us today, God, we will be meeting you either in righteousness or judgment, God. So we just say thank you, God, for bringing us through the midnight hours. Thank you for holding back all the forces of evil, death, and destruction, God. We thank you, Lord, for using me today, God. Thank you, God, for using me right now as your light and as the salt of this earth, God. You tell us always to be ye ready, God. Lord Jesus, let me decrease and you increase, God. I'm asking you right now, God, to activate the power of the Holy Spirit in me, God, as I go before your people, God. Give us ears to hear and a heart to receive what thus saith the Lord. And God, we just say thank you, God, for us going forward in victory, God, learning about Bildad today. In Jesus' name I pray. With thanksgiving, amen, amen, amen. Okay. If I had to give this reading or this word a title, it would be When the Truth Isn't the Truth. When the Truth Isn't the Truth. We see here, okay, that this gentleman, Bildad, was a friend of Job. Job was a man of God, and Job was, God allowed Job to be fall into the hands of Satan, for a better way of putting it. God allowed him to fall into the hands of Satan for his glory and for Job's good, ultimately, because the latter was better than the former. Job was a just man, and Job was a righteous man. Job had children, Job had great wealth, and Job had everything. And the devil called Job into question and said to God, basically, that Job would always uphold his standards. Job would always praise him. Job would always serve him because God gave him everything. But see, it truly goes to show that God knows our hearts. He knows those that are going to yield. He knows those that are not going to yield. He knows our hearts, our thoughts. He knows the intents. And he knew that Job was a just man and a righteous man. So God told Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" If you've ever read the book of Job, you know that Satan attacked him, came in, killed his children, killed his cattle, took away all of his wealth, everything except for his life. And even then, God still allowed Job to be touched with boils and different types of sicknesses. But through it all, Job held fast. But before all these things took place, Job had three friends that were supposed to be coming to comfort Job in his time of need. You know how when you're going through something, I mean your buddies, the people that maybe know you the best. I mean, you might say that they're good friends, they might be best friends, you know. And they come to comfort you. They come to speak words of encouragement. They come to build you up. Well, these three friends were, one of them was Bildad, I believe Eliphaz, I'm sorry, please forgive me if I mispronounce these names, Eliphaz, and one was Zophar. Well, Bildad was one of these friends. Each one of these friends had three speeches that they presented to Job in response to his suffering. Bildad's first speech takes place in Job chapter 8, verses 1 through 22. His second speech takes place in Job chapter 18, verses 1 through 21. And his third speech takes place in Job 25, 1 and 6. Let me see here. I already had everything already laid out. Isn't it just like that when you go to hear? I'm telling you, I get so tied up in knots because I'm just so, you know, humble, and I'm just so nervous, but yet I'm just feeling so honored to serve God. Bildad's first speech, let's look at the first one that he gave, coming out of Job 8 and 1 and 22, Bildad's first speech, he was upset. Who was he upset with? He was upset that Job had claimed that he was innocent. while questioning God's justice. Bildad was a scholar of the Bible. Bildad was very smart. As I learned in studying about Bildad, Bildad was one of Job's three friends who came to visit him when he was going through a season of suffering, lost, and trials. And Bildad is a Shuhite. It says Bildad the Shuhite. He was a descendant of Shua, son of Abraham, and Keturah. And you can find the story about Abraham and Keturah in Genesis chapter 25, verse 1 and 25 and 2, whose family lived in the desert of Arabia. Bildad's mother was one of Abraham's wives, and she is described by Rabus as a woman of virtue. And Keturah came back to be one of Abraham's wives after Sarah had died. Well, Bildad the Shuhite is one of the three friends who comes to comfort Job, along with Eliphaz and Zophar, who visited him when they heard of his calamity that has befallen him. They came to visit him. They were supposed to be coming to comfort him. And it is at this time when Bildad arrives and he sees his friend in such distress and, you know, going through the loss of his children, the loss of just things that he has accumulated through the hand of God. And when Bildad arrives and sees his friend's natural condition, he mourns silently with Job for 7 days. In Job 2, 12, and 13, this is how Bildad started out. And I believe as I went to read on and I gained understanding that Bildad should have stayed that way. Bildad and all the other two friends should have stayed silent. But they gave their opinions and their views. Isn't that just like us as human beings? We come, we're supposed to be comforting, we're supposed to be bringing words of encouragement and building up. But this was not so. This was not so. And like as it says in James chapter 1 and verse, James chapter 1, verse 19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. This is what I mean when I say that when Bildad came and the other two friends came, sometimes you don't have to say anything. Just being there alone with the person. Being there when they need you to hand them a glass of water, when they need you maybe to pray with them, maybe when they need you to fix them a meal or something. That's what they should have did, but they didn't. So let's go on to see what Bildad did. After they had mourned in silence for seven days, Bildad's first speech to Job is that he should repent of his wrong. Bildad's response was correct at first. His response was correct, but his ideal of God's justice was not. Bildad wrongly assumed that suffering comes only as a result of one's sins, and that's not true. That's not true. Trials and tribulations are going to come. The Bible tells us that Jesus says that for us to be of good cheer, we're going to go through things in this world. Things that are going to be beyond our control, some of these things. And that sometimes these trials and tribulations come to make us stronger in the Lord, to draw us closer to him. You know, like I hear pastor and many Bible scholars and many, mature Christians say, you know, trials and tribulations come to make us stronger. They come to strengthen us in God, and that we're going to be tested. We're going to be tested because God needs to know that our anchor is sure in him, that we're holding fast, that maybe sometimes trials or tribulations come because God is trying to perfect something in us. God is trying to purge us and prune us so that we can bring forth much fruit. For who? For him. So that we can shine, especially at times like now. Wherever we are representing God, whenever we shine, you better believe God is there. God is there adding his components, adding his strength, adding his seasoning. You know, as Pastor was speaking last night during Bible study about what the Holy Spirit comes to do, what the Holy Spirit's job is in us as we serve God. The Holy Spirit's job is to lead us, guide us, protect us, perfect us. You know, these are just some of the points that I'm bringing up. But the point of the matter is, this is why some trials and tribulations come. It is not as a result sometimes of sin. It is as a result of God. It's like putting us in the oven, like we're being baked. We're being molded, and sometimes molding and prepping us and pruning us, sometimes it doesn't always feel good. But Job understood the principles of God. He understood that God said in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Job understood that even though he was going through testing, it had to be for a reason. Job would never consider leaving God. Even after, as I read on, his wife told him, look, just let it go. Let God go. Whatever it is, let it go. But Job was determined that though you slay me, yet I will trust you. Job's heart was in the right place. Job's mind was in the right place. No, Job did not understand why he was going through such testing. But Job trusted, his trust and his hope and his desire was in God. Sometimes when we're going through situations, we can't put our trust in man. With all sometimes their good intentions coming, giving us words of encouragement. I think one of the mistakes that Job made only through this testing was that he allowed his desire to understand why he was suffering to overwhelm him and to make him question God. And I believe in my spirit that was the only thing that Job did wrong in this whole process. Everything else that Job did up until this point, regardless of what his friends were saying to him, Job knew that God was better. God is better than knowing answers. Well, to put it a different way, knowing God is better than knowing answers. God is not arbitrary. And pain is not always punishment. And Job knew that. So let's move forward. Okay, I stopped there. Bildad wrongfully assumed that suffering comes only as a result of one's sin. Bildad thought Job was trusting in something other than God for security. But on the contrary, Job was holding fast. The confessions of his faith. Yes, he was sad. Yes, he was brokenhearted. Yes, I believe his mind went back and forth and back and forth. I believe he was searching the recesses of his heart thinking, did I do anything? Did I say anything? These friends are coming at him, throwing all these accusations. You must have done something. You must have said something. Your children must have did something. But Job knew deep down in his heart, I was just before God. Everything that God told me to do, I did. Every day I worshiped him. Every day I praised him. Every day I thanked him for everything that he allowed to come into my hands. Do we have that heart set? Do we have that mindset? Especially when we're going through trials and tribulations. Especially when you're going through those times of testing. That purging time I was talking about, that pruning time. Bildad's second speech focused on that God punishes the wicked, that Job is being punished, and that he must have done something wrong. But in Job 19, Job responds with a plea. Job responds with a plea to be left alone. Job says, how long will you torment me and crush me with your words? And he declares, God is alive, and I know all things. God will judge him fairly, and he puts his trust in him. Job still stands up under these pressures. Have you ever really been accused of something and you know you didn't do it, but people are hurling insults at you? People are whispering behind your back. Those that are supposed to be trusting you, your closest confidants, your closest friends, are now sneering and speaking to one another. You know what, Texan, while you're even speaking, you know what? They lying. They had to do this. They got too much evidence against them. Look at this. Oh, yeah, look, she must have stole this money, or he. Look, they was in financial straits. But under this pressure, here Job is feeling the weight of this, but Job is still trusting in God. Job is still trusting in God. And Bildad's final words, the final words that are spoken by Bildad in Job chapter 25, when he says to Job that a person cannot be righteous before God. In Bildad's mind, how then can a man be in the right before God, and how can he who is born from a woman be pure? Job answers in Job 26 is that only God can know all things and fully understand the situation. Bildad and his two friends are rebuked by the Lord in Job 42:7 and Job 42:9. And where God says, I am angry with you because you have not spoken the truth about me. My titles that I chose, where the Holy Spirit chose, when the truth just isn't the truth. They didn't really speak the whole truth. Because we all know that when we're going through stuff, when we are going through stuff as servants of God, that is not God's position. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 11, let's go there real quick. Hold on, I'm sorry, my Bible. Jeezy-weezy, help me, God. You know, when you're trying to find something, it just seems like nothing goes right. You know what? We're going to go a cappella in the spirit. In Isaiah 55, 8 and 11, God is saying, this is where you have work to do. You see, my thoughts aren't anything like yours. I think differently about everything that happens in your life. My way out of this, of your troubles, is different than you would expect. That's just me paraphrasing what I had already wrote. But basically, that's just breaking it down to what God is saying in that scripture. In your personal time, go back and look at Job 55, verses 8 through 11. Our ways are not God's ways. God doesn't see our situations the way that we do. He doesn't even see us the way we see ourselves. God brings comfort when we go through things. God comforts us. God brings strengthen us through these things if we allow him to. You know, it's so easy to become discouraged in our times of development in Christ. It's easy to become discouraged, especially when you have friends who are supposed to be fair-weather friends and family who are saying, controversy things that are just not true. In Psalms 27, 13 and 14, this is one of the scriptures, or this is some way that they could have been comforting Job. They could have said, Job, remain confident. Remain confident in the Lord. In Psalms 27, 13 and 14, and it reads, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord. Job, God is going to strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord, whomever is going through, and God is going to strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God is going to help you through this situation. Come on, man. Don't let yourself get all bogged down. But instead of doing that, they kept Bildad was kind of insulting. Bildad was insulting to Job. Bildad and his friends' speeches are examples of how people often interpret suffering from a human perspective, and they assume suffering is a result of sin in all cases and wrongdoings. But remember, our ways are not God's ways. As God says in Isaiah 55, 8 and 11, Bildad discovered that God had allowed Job to suffer as part of his divine plan. It was God's divine plan for Job to suffer. Yes, sometimes God can put us in these situations for his glory, but for our good. Because God wants to get the best out of us. You ever squeeze lemons by hand or oranges by hand? You squeeze it with all your power because you want to get all that juice, every drop of it. You want to get it all out. And sometimes now they have machines, hand machines, and they have hand machines that you can put the orange on and squeeze it out. And it has a grate. And the grate is there to let the residue fall into the grate, the pulp of the lime, lemon or the orange and the seeds. But the juice is separated. That's what you really want. You want the juice. That's what God wants from us. He doesn't want the junk. He doesn't want the pulp and the seeds and the things that the things. He wants the juice. So God has to squeeze us and squeeze us. And as I said, sometimes that squeezing does not feel good. You know, have you ever been waiting on God to come through in a situation? Have you really ever sat and waited on God? I mean, you prayed for this thing. You fasted for this thing. You waited humbly. And then here you see friends and maybe families and maybe coworkers and people maybe you don't know from a distance maybe. You see them getting that one thing that you have been praying and fasting for. And you're crying out to God saying, God, but why not me? What have I done? Have I fallen short in some kind of way? God, when? God's timing is not our timing. For some of us, he has us waiting. Maybe it's something down the line that God knows. Maybe if I give you this thing right now, you might turn and forget about me. Or maybe, I don't know, I don't presume to know the mind of God quite 100%, but I believe sometimes in those times that God maybe just gives us a little at a time. Because, you know, like money, I heard someone say more than once, money makes you who you really are. Sometimes if you really have a good heart, God knows he can trust you with money, and he'll give you more because he knows that you'll render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar and render unto God what belongs to God, that you won't compromise. You won't take that money and misuse it. You won't take that money and spend it up in a bad way, but that you'll use it. But you'll always give him his from the top, and that you'll give with a sincere heart, with a tearful heart. And as the saying goes, everything is not for everybody. Well, this is some of the situations that Job was in. Let's go a little further because I'm just going to be before you a little bit longer. Bildad was a keen observer. Bildad was a scholar. He was a keen observer of the way things are and also the way things are supposed to be. Bildad was very educated out of all three. Bildad, I believe in this time and in this season, in this time of our world, Bildad could have been a prosecutor. Bildad could have been a prosecutor. He was great at words and at putting his thoughts together. Bildad spoke with, wait a minute, I'm sorry, I got off track. Keen observer on the way of things. Okay, Bildad spoke to Job with words of great effect and power. He was direct and to the point. Bildad's words sound good at first, but they are actually an insult. And on several levels, I feel like Bildad, as I was reading about the things that Bildad had said to Job, that he was insulting him. He was insulting him in some ways. He was saying things like things to Job, like, if you would just turn to God, God will rescue him and bless you. If you are pure and upright, his implications is that Job must be less than pure and upright. Otherwise, God, who is just, would never, ever have allowed any of this to happen. Have you fell into situations and you'd be like, my God, like Jesus said on the cross, why have thou forsaken me? God hasn't forsaken you. He's standing right there. He's testing you to see if you will hold fast the confessions of your faith, if you will walk in faith or failure, if you will falter or if you will stand. Stand in what? Stand in his power. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Somebody needed to hear that this morning. Be strong in the Lord. Hold fast. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. I don't care what's coming your way. I don't care which way is coming. You might be in a fiery furnace right now. You might be in the lion's den. The lion is about to attack and devour you. But God says, hold on. Stop listening to the crowd. Shut down. Go into your secret place and allow God to minister to you and allow the Holy Spirit to download whatever he needs to download in your spirit today. That court case that looks like you're losing, you're going to win. That money that you're looking to come to pay whatever bill you have is coming. That loved one who seems like they're not going to come in, they're not going to come in, they're going to keep on living waywardly, they're coming in. They're coming in. That notice you got in the mail about your electric, your gas getting cut off, it's not going to happen. That job that looks like it's going kaplooey, God is about to tighten it up right now in Jesus' name. Those naysayers, those people that are throwing things at you and ready to throw the first stone, God say, it ain't going to happen. Especially in the midst of when we're going through things in this world and these last and evil days, all these things that we see going on around us in this world, it's enough to make you crazy. This is why I don't understand why many people, even though they see the sign of the times, all of us know of God. Enough of the Bible has been preached that Jesus can come back today. So in my mindset, I be asking God all the time, God, why is it that many people are not running to you and running from you? Why are they not allowing you to draw them close? With all the devastation and all the things that we see going on in this world, why are they not opening up their heart quickly and saying, God, what must I do to be saved? I've heard some of the most foolish things during these last 2 or 3 years during this pandemic. Some of the most foolish things. But one thing through it all, through my ups and downs, I'm just speaking for Shannon, through my ups and downs, one thing I hold fast in my heart, I say, God, you are not a man that you shall lie, nor the son of man that you shall repent. If you said it, you're going to do it. So I'm just going to put my trust in that, in you. And I hide that scripture in my heart. God, you spoke into my spirit. God, you said I was the head and not the tail. God, you said I was above and not beneath. God, you said I was the lender and not the borrower. God, you said I was fearfully and wonderfully made. I speak those into my spirit, especially in times of testing and times of trial. Yes, sometimes I allow maybe for a split second things to get maybe a little haywire-y. But the God that we serve always pulls me back into track. It's like a child. Okay, that's enough of this. Come on, let's get right. Come on, that's enough of this foolishness. Come on. And that's a little bit of what Job was going through too. Come on. I don't care what these people all around me are saying. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how it feels even right now. I don't care about that pain that's going on in your head. I don't care about that pain that's going on in your knees. I don't care about that pain that's going on in your back. I don't care about what your bank account's saying is overdrawn and you waiting on the money to go in there and you thinking, God, how am I going to make it through this month? God say you're going to make it because I said so. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. This is one thing I took from me elaborating and learning about Bildad and the friends and Job as it related to Bildad and the other two friends and Job. That sometimes in life, you cannot allow anyone or anything to stop you from taking your eyes off of the prize, which is God. The world is behind you, but God is in front of you. Always keep God first, not last. Keep him first. And if I haven't learned anything serving God, it is that. It is that. No, I don't dot every I, and no, I don't cross every T. God knows every flaw, every spot. He sees it all. And that's one of my favorite records, but You Still Chose Me, Tasha Cobbs. In spite of me, you still chose me. We are all chosen with a plan and a purpose. People are going to try to derail you. People are going to try to discourage you. The devil's going to try to come at you. I believe I heard someone say, God, he's going to throw everything at you but the kitchen sink. And then the kitchen sink. Everything. You're going to be tried. God never promises us because we get saved that we won't suffer. But now we're suffering for Christ. We are suffering for Christ. Bildad and his friends were trying to comfort Job, but they refused to listen to Job. They wasn't listening to anything that Job was saying, not even his own wife. God hasn't given me a Boaz yet, but I cannot imagine being married to the person who is my mate, my confidant, my lover, my friend, all of these things. But you, instead of you encouraging me, you are even saying derogatory things to me. You're just wasting your time, sweetheart. Baby, that ain't going to – look, let's just pack this thing up. Come on now. Let's just leave this alone. Let's stop this foolishness right now. You're going to bring us to financial ruin waiting on God. You're going to bring us we're going to lose our home while you sitting here praying and fasting. What good is this doing? Let's do like the world do. Let's go out here and try to find some money. Let's do it our way. We done tried it God way. And I believe, I'm just paraphrasing it, this is how Job's wife was basically coming at him. This is stupid. This is senseless. We're wasting all this time. God ain't going to stop. Come on, man. He done took our children. All our goods are going. Look, well, I got my bag at the door. If you want to meet with me, I'm going to my mama house. And I'm just paraphrasing. I'm going to my mama house. Or I'm going wherever I need to go to get away from you. Sitting here in sackcloth and ashes, crying out to in what seems to be a dead situation. But it ain't over until God says it's over. Didn't Pastor say that the other day? This ain't a dead situation. Might seem like I'm laying in the grave. It might seem like it's gone, it's dead. It ain't going to be risen again. Jesus rose, and he rose with all power and authority. We coming out of this. We coming through this. And the latter will be better than the former. You watch how God going to replenish us. You watch how God going to replenish this ministry. You watch how God going to bring all things together for good. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to his purposes. Hallelujah. That's one of my favorite scriptures. And like Pastor said, you can get some real gems from Romans chapter 8. That is one of the – Romans chapter 8 is one of the ones that I vividly memorize certain scriptures. And that's one of them, Romans 8:28. One of my favorite scriptures. Whenever I transitioned over, I want that to be somewhere written and read. I want to leave you with some last remarks about these friends. One doesn't need to listen when one is always right. One doesn't need to change when one is always right. One needs not repent when one is always right. Job was already going through enough. Job had the added misfortune of falling into the hands of friends who was always right. A friend who cannot, will not ever be wronged. These friends just did not want to be wronged. They just had to be right in their assumptions. And Bill Dad was one of them. God have mercy on us if we are friends like these. And help us to be like Jesus and have mercy and compassion. God have mercy on us and save us from those with this mindset who cannot be wronged. And that's why I believe the Holy Spirit told me to name it what I named it. When the truth isn't the truth, because it just wasn't true. Let's turn to one more scripture before I close, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 12. Just to show you just one of the ways that we should comfort one another, or we can be comforted by God when we are going through situations. Galatians 3 and 12. I'm going to get it in Jesus' name. I have more scriptures, and as I go to close, I'm just going to quote them. I hope that you have a pen and a paper that you can write them down and go over them in your personal devotional time, maybe to give you some encouragement. Maybe you're going through something right now and you need to hear this very thing. Galatians 3 and 12. Okay. Here it is. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Above all these, put on charity, which is love, which is the bond of perfect perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. That's how we're supposed to comfort others. Just the way I just read in Galatians chapter 3, starting at verse 12, on down to verse 16. That's how we're supposed to be. Firmly established and rooted in God. No matter what goes on, we're going to hold on. In your personal time, you can look over John chapter 16, verses 33, John chapter 16, verses 22, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, where God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 8 and 9. And I believe I already said Romans chapter 8, verses 28. The right words at the right time can help those that are going through suffering when we need comfort in our suffering. The right words at the right time. But you got to remember that it's got to be rooted in God's love and comfort. God comforts us so that we know how to comfort others. You can look at that scripture too, and you can find it in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. You know, it's sometimes good when we go through things to have family and friends surrounded around us. But if they don't have the mind of Christ and the heart of Christ, maybe we should not take what they're saying to us to heart. Maybe in those times we might have to pray for them. That one day maybe you might go through something. You don't want people coming and hurling insults at you and making you feel better than what you already feel. You want somebody that's going to build you up. We're going to strengthen you and going to encourage you. I pray that this word on Bill Dad helps someone. Pray that it helped you to help us to understand that when we're going through situations, much like Bill Dad and his other two friends, they meant well. But we must remember to do it God's way when the truth isn't the truth. Thank you. And thank you, Pastor, for using me and for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you to use me for this elaboration on Bill Dad. Thank you. Father God, I thank you, Lord. I pray that I have served you, God, that your people were edified and that you were glorified, God, as we prepare to go through this day. I pray for your continued blessings, favor, grace, and mercy, traveling mercy and protection over us all. Shower down and make your face to shine upon us, God. Give us wisdom and direction, God. And as I just said, God, comfort us on every side. Anybody that's going through anything, comfort and keep our hearts, God. And we will put our trust in you, God, that though you slay us, yet we will trust you. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving. I feel this prayer under the blood of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of retaliation is canceled and destroyed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to thank God for an awesome, amen, elaboration, exhortation, teaching, amen, word of encouragement, amen, on Bildad. Amen. When the truth isn't the truth. Awesome, awesome. Amen. That's a book all in itself. That's a book all in itself. Amen. When the truth isn't the truth. Amen. And right words, amen. It was an awesome, awesome presentation, and you summed it up so timely when you said, amen, the right words at the right time. The right words at the right time. You know, are we that type of friend? Are we that type of friend that make judgments, beloved? Amen. Are we? Amen. Bildad was always right. I know people like that, always right. All matter of fact, I used to probably used to be like that myself. Amen. Glory be to God until I allow God to humble me, you know what I mean, to continue to humble me. But we're not always right. Amen. And you, and many are the afflictions of the righteous, as you said. Amen. So just because you're suffering don't mean you sin. Amen. It could be because you did something right. Amen. But we cannot come to those judgments. Let us be a friend. Let us truly be a friend. Let us be a listener. Let us be a supporter. Let us be an encourager, amen, to people that are going through the same way we want the same when we are going through. Let us not run to rash judgments, amen, and glory be to God. And we're not always right, amen. Right words at the right time. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We'll frame this one, amen, glory be to God. And we want to thank God for the gift in you. Minister Shannon, and how God uses you, and how you're so thorough in your research and your presentation, and you really gave us a whole lot to meditate on today, beloved. The right words at the right time. Amen. Rooted and grounded in love. Amen. Thank you again, Minister Shannon. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Looking forward to your next, amen, elaboration. Amen. Glory be to God. And have an awesome, 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 awesome day in Jesus' name. All right, saints. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful exhortation. Beautiful on Bildad. Amen. He was Job's friend, but he falsely accused his friend. How many of us have falsely accused folks? How many of us? Glory be to God. He attributed Job's suffering to sin, but he was wrong. He was wrong. Amen. He was wrong. Let us be quick. Let us be quick to hear, slow to speak, beloved. Slow to speak. Slow to speak. Sometimes we're talking too quick, and sometimes we're talking when we shouldn't be talking at all. Amen. All right. Today, we invite you to please meet us at the altar prayer. Glory be to God at 12 o'clock, and then back at 9 o'clock tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And bring somebody with you. Glory. If they don't come, amen, bring their name and put it on the altar. Amen. And we will pray. Amen. And we will pray. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. It's Friday night. It's our praise party. Amen. Glory be to God. Our Friday night praise party. 9 o'clock. Come with your testimony. Come with your songs. Amen. Come with your readings. Just come. Amen. And we bless the Lord. All right. Beautiful, 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 beautiful exhortation. Just beautiful. Bildad. You said a lot of things there, sister. Amen. I'll be meditating on this morning. I mean, I took a lot of notes. I took a lot of notes. Thank God for using you. All right. The prayer is already going up. Father God, we seal the prayer. Glory be to God that our minister Shannon has already offered. Father God, hallelujah. We release the blessings upon your people today. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, God, we cover our families, Father God, under the blood of Jesus. We dip them 7 times. We cover ourselves. We dip this day in the blood, our destiny in the blood. Father God, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the blessings of the Lord upon our lives and that maketh rich and add no sorrow to it. Thank you, Father. Father, help us, Father God, not to be so rash and so quick to speak and to come to judgments, Father God, and bring him damage instead of bringing blessings to our friends and the people close to us, Father. Help us not to prejudge situations, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The same way we don't like it when people prejudge us, don't help us to do the same, to do unto others as we would have them to do unto us. And we say thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare. It cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Father God, restore unto Sister Shannon everything that she has given out. Father God, in Jesus' name. Meet us at the altar prayer today. Father God, and we thank you for doing so. This whole day is in your hands, Father. This whole day, God. God, we Father, remember those who are mourning. Remember those who are in grief. Remember those who are ill. Remember those who are lost. Remember those who are seeking you. Help them to find you, Father. In Jesus' name. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. I love you. Amen. Thank you again, Minister Shannon. Amen. Everybody have an awesome, glorious, victorious, powerhouse day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Amazing God. Amazing King. Amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. You're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God of everything. Amazing God, amazing King, he's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. But all the mistakes that I made,
listen,
my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near,
sing it.
I now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace, no peace, no peace.
But I'm so glad,
and I'm so glad
that I found you,
that I found you. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Somebody's grave. All of the mistakes.